In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the dangers of busyness. While in some situations, busyness is just a way of life, but for some of us, busyness can just simply be a distraction, and that's even if you are doing work for the church. We're going to be talking about that here in today's episode, so make sure you are ready to take some notes and be ready to dive on in, and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women everywhere and some men that are joining us about just some of the good news that I think will help us build our faith, shift our focus in the place that we need to focus it, and build our finances for what it is that we should be doing or even leaving to those that are coming behind us. So that's what we do in this episode. I'm thanking you guys again, as I love to do, thanking you for continuing to hang out with me and listen to some of the ranting, really, and sometimes that I have, but just really just hanging out with us, and also thanking you for the donations that you continue to share with us, no matter how small. It's something that really is helping our podcast to grow. We are slow, but we are growing mightily. Like, we're growing slowly, but we're growing mightily, and I just believe that if I'm going to keep going, as God is saying to keep going, then we're going to get to the ears and the places that we're supposed to. So thank you so much for that. So today, again, we're talking about business as a distraction. You guys know many of the times I am doing things, podcasts, if you will, based on some things that I might be going through in my personal life, because I like to be fully transparent about the things that I'm learning and the things that I'm going through, because I think that it can be advantageous for those of us that are listening. I'm not afraid to share my truth, and I'm hoping that others are being blessed by the things that I'm growing through. Right? Growing through. And so that I think that it can help us to absolutely be better. I think because this podcast is toward the latter part of the year, 2024, I'm thinking about how I want to continue to do the podcast. Again, I'm going to keep doing it 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm just trying to see if God wants me to, I've said it before, thematic, or stay on something for a month, or whatever the case may be. So I'll be thinking about that. If you have any suggestions, send it to me from the information that's in the description. But today, I've been dealing with this idea of busyness, and, you guys know, as I've been saying, that, you know, God told me I was rushing him. He told me I was rushing him. So I had to step back, and I don't know. I promise you, I don't know how people do nothing. Like, I have no idea, how people do nothing. And I really think it's an art, right? It's an art to being able to absolutely do nothing. But nevertheless, we are here, and I am working on it. And really, I'm telling you, God has really been speaking to me during this time. I had to write something down, because just yesterday at the time of this recording, there was something that God spoke to me that I really want to share with you guys. But this idea of busy, I was having this conversation with my goddaughter, and I was, you know, obviously I was talking about, you know, going back to school and, you know, getting like a MDiv or a degree in theology or something of that nature. This is even during the time that God is saying, you know, this is just like a blank field and you can do whatever, but also just hold on, you know, just hold on a second. And she said, I'm not trying to say school is a distraction, but it's a distraction. And that really, really, really messed me up in a very, very good way, because it helped me to see how easy it is to call something that would be pleasing to God something that I'm doing for God, even though God is doesn't want me to necessarily do that, like right now in this season. So I can be, you know, going to school. I could get back in school. Like, how is that going to be bad to get a degree in theology because it's going to, or master's in divinity, or because it's going to help me to increase my knowledge of the Bible, get closer to God. But is it the right season? And we can do that. We can end up doing things, the right things at the wrong time, right? Or the right things. And well, let me just say it like this, the wrong time or the wrong season. Because there's something that we want to do, especially if you are one of these people that continues to stay busy, right? And you really have to be able to be clear with yourself and not lie to yourself that this is something that you are not supposed to be doing at this time. Like that's the tension. I had to get out of myself and say, if God has told me to hold on, he's telling me to hold on. If God is telling me to rest, he's telling me to rest. He's not saying rest except for what you're doing at church. He's not saying rest except for this stuff that you promised these people. He's not saying rest except for, it's not the except for. It's if he says rest, we got to rest. And then here is the thing that I think it was my pastor had said something to this effect. This wasn't even part of the message, but it was something that he had mentioned. He said, and when we sometimes are in this season where we're not hearing from God, it's just do the last thing he said to the fullness of what he said to do, right? So if I have been dealing with this thing with rest, because you guys know that rest is a thorn in my side, that if I haven't done it the way that he has really told me to do it yet, and then I'm trying to pray for the next thing and I'm not hearing from God, why don't I go back to the last thing he said for me to do and do it the way he said to do it, right? And oftentimes I think what we're doing is we are giving exceptions to ourselves where exceptions are not needed. That might set somebody free right there. You are giving yourself exceptions where exceptions are not needed, right? And that is that. Listen, we can all only examine our own hearts and examine our own minds. And because I am trying to be completely sold out, I have to ask myself, if he's told me to rest, have I done it in the way that he's told me to do it? If I'm doing too much, for example, in my community, what am I going to start pulling back from? Like, if that's what he told me, if he told me to rest, I'm doing too much in my community, then what is it I'm going to have to back off from? If it's doing something with my family, if it's doing something in my church, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good it is. It doesn't matter how authentic it is. It doesn't matter how the people that it's helping. If God said to do it, then we have to do it to the fullness of what he said. And I think oftentimes what we do is we use busy as the distraction for doing what we really are supposed to lean into with what God said to do. Now, watch this. I think this is what I'm talking about is extremely challenging. I think it's extremely challenging because doing good things for a community or a church or a family or friends is always going to be helpful, right? It's always going to be something that is pleasing to someone. The challenge is that if God is saying to do something, the we don't know what his setup is, right? We don't know what he is going to allow us to do in the season after we completely surrender to him, right? So for example, let's say we are, we just did some giveaways at church. So let's say that, you know, this was something that we did, but God was telling our church to wait. For example, he's telling our church to wait. We're saying, man, but that would be good for the community. But what if the wait is going to bring forth 10 times, a tenfold increase on what we could do had we just waited because God was working some things out for some money to come in, for some things to be able to happen? And so that's what I'm saying is that we don't ever know what the outcome is going to be in trusting God until we trust God fully. And I am one that is speaking to myself and asking myself these questions on, is this busyness just a distraction? And I'm talking to enough people that I trust that know how I operate, that are checking my blind spots and my shadows to help me be able to say, okay, nope, that's a distraction. It's just, it just sounds like a distraction. I mean, you could pretty it up. You could say it the way you want to. You could talk about how all the goodness that's going to come out of it, but it's a distraction. And me being honest about what it is that I'm trying to do and to understand that it is a distraction. Now, this is what I wrote down. I'm trying to read my notes while I'm talking, but this is what I wrote down. Like, even if my busyness is in helping. So let's just talk about some of the work that we may do at a church or in the community or what have you. Is what we're doing, just what I want you to do. I want you to check in with yourself and ask yourself this question. What fruit is being produced out of this act that I'm doing? Right? Like, is there any fruit that's being produced from it? Because what I think has happened, this is another thing that God kind of dropped on me, is that there's a lot of busyness that we are involved in that doesn't bear fruit. That might set somebody free right now. We do it because we've always done it. It's just not bearing fruit, right? We just kind of go through the motions of doing it. I've gone to church for years where I was going through the motions of doing it, right? Not just like, yeah, we go to church, not growing, not gaining anything, not reading my Bible more, not praying more, just going through the motions. You can do that with anything. And the question is it bearing any fruit? That's the question that you actually have to ask yourself. Or are you doing it because it's something you've always done? Oftentimes, the things that we do is simply, they're simply done because that's what we know. That's what we know. That's what we saw the people that came before us. That's our lineage. That's our whatever. But it's based on, this is all that we know how to do. Many of the times I am working hard because working hard is what I do. Right. And it's either that, or this is all that I know how to do. Or it's from this ideology of just getting more, wanting more, always trying to get to the next place and the next place and the next place and the next place, where certain seasons doesn't call for that. My goddaughter is raising two little ones. My granddaughter is 5 and my grandson is 1. And she and her husband are both working jobs. And then she has like 2 or 3 side hustles. And then she was saying one of her girlfriends said, why? Why are you doing all that right now? Yeah, I know that there are some things you're trying to do a setup so you can, you know, not do this and do that. And I get that. But there are some things that we don't even know how to slow down for, that we don't have to. We have to ask ourselves, well, why are you doing that? Like, for real, for real. I remember asking one of the health coach at church. I was telling her about some fitness things I wanted to do. And I told her I was doing intermittent fasting. And she said, why? And I said, I don't remember why. Right. Like, I thought I read something that this was something that was going to be good. And that's what I started doing, you know, and she began to, you know, just talk to me about just understanding your why. And that's another thing, is that are you clear on your why? You might be like, for real, like maybe you're doing some of the business because you don't want to, you just don't want to sit down, or you're afraid that, you know, if you sit down, you're going to have to think too much, or I don't know. There are so many reasons why busyness is a thing. But what I'm here to tell you, that the devil's a liar. That's what I am here to tell you, is that we don't always have to be as busy as we are. And this busyness can simply be a distraction. And again, I told you to ask yourself, is what you're doing, checking in with yourself and asking yourself, is what you're doing bearing fruit? I was trying to think of if this idea of busyness, or how to check with what you're doing, if it was busy or bearing fruit. I was trying to think of it. Was it this plus this equals the right kind of busy, or was it this three-pronged attack, or whatever it was? So I'm just going to give you some of the things that I have that I think can help us to figure out, you know, what it is. So one is checking in with yourself, asking yourself, you know, are you bearing fruit? Another thing is asking yourself, really, why am I doing this? Like, for real, for real. And if you're not a person that introspects, this might not be a good, maybe not a good question. And because if you're not going to be honest with yourself, that's really what I want to say. If you're one of those people that are going to let yourself off the hook, for, you know, with, you know, that you're just not you know, when you're not doing the stuff that you're supposed to be doing. But man, I tell you, the people that we let down the most are ourselves. And I don't want to let myself down anymore, right? Well, we won't break promise to other people, but we'll definitely break them to ourselves. And so I'm asking us that it has to be an honest conversation that you're having. And then if you feel like you might let yourself off the hook, you might talk to some of your loved ones that are going to tell you the truth about you, right? So asking yourself that, is it bearing fruit? Asking yourself, why are you doing this, right? And I'm going to tell you who this is going to be a tremendous challenge for: people who can do a lot, right? Because this is what I wrote down. People who can do a lot tend to have a lot to do. That when I tell you that's as simple as that is, people who do a lot tend to have a lot to do. And here's how I can prove it. If you're on a job and you know you work two people's jobs, like for real, and they keep giving you more work to do, it's because you can do a lot. And because you can do a lot, they're going to give you a lot more to do. Right. You don't take lunch breaks. I remember my girl and I were talking about lunch breaks. Well, it's because you do a lot. Therefore, you have a lot to do. People that stay late or take work home, you do a lot. That's why you have a lot to do. And one of these things is that I'm going to say is this is how you could tell if it's out of whack. So asking yourself, is it bearing fruit? Okay. Meaning is it purposeful, right? Is what you're doing purposeful, right? Then you can ask yourself, I have purposeful and fruit as different things. And I really think I'm struggling with that because I think they're like in a lot of respects, the same sort of thing. And so I'm asking myself, that is purposeful. Like what, if I'm serving is one thing I'm asking myself, is it bearing fruit? And is rest a part of what it is I'm doing? I think that's the linchpin right there. The rest. If you can say you're busy, if you can be busy and you can say that it's purposeful, maybe it's because of my job that I have to do it. It's bearing fruit. Let's just say job. It's bringing in money and I'm able to rest for it. Then it's going to be the right kind of busy. Right. But that rest part, if that rest part keeps getting the squeeze and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, something is out of whack, because the purpose and the fruit, it can't be bigger than the amount of rest. It just cannot be bigger. Why? Because it can't be. This is my story. This is what I'm sticking to. And I'm 10 toes down on it. Like they, it has to be in balance, because if you get yourself to a point where rest is not part of the equation, I'm asking God, are there some things that are distraction? I'm that busy person that had a lot to do, you know, that could do a lot. So I had a lot to do. And I realized that there were breakdowns with physically, you know, migraines, physical things that were happening, tired, never having time to do nothing and turn things off. And that's because that's all I knew. And that's what was that. Therefore, there were some breakdowns. But I'm asking myself, I am continuing to ask myself, how do I work smarter? How do I work smarter? If I can't in some way have rest in there, then I have what my job really is to figure out how I can work smarter. Do I need some technology? Do I need to hire another person? Do I need to make sure that I'm taking the breaks that I need to take so it can help my mental, be more on point with what it is I need to have? Like, that's the right kind of busy. If you can't do that, something is out of whack. I'm telling you, it's a distraction. I am saying it, and I have been in corporate America doing that. I have run schools. I have had businesses where I know I'm working too many hours. I know it. And here's the thing. It's also about, like, if you don't have enough money, you know, you have to work, you know, hard to get to a certain point. I get all of that. I absolutely get all of that. So the question is still remaining, is it a distraction? And how do I get this thing in balance? There is nothing wrong with being busy. There's something wrong with being busy if it's not being done in the way that it should be done, and I'm not able to hear from God or do God's will in the way that God wants me to do His will. If I am in this valley of not hearing from God, I'm going to ask myself, I'm going to look at the things that I'm doing. I'm going to ask myself, where am I taking time for me? That maybe, there's one taking time for you. If you are, you're asking yourself, is it bearing fruit? Are you resting? Are is it purposeful? And are you taking time for yourself? Like, that has to be in there some way, right? You guys heard me just say that live. That just came to me. Like, time for me. That has to be part of it, right? Even if you're on the job, time for me, right? That has to be built in there some way. And so I'm challenging you guys on this. I'm challenging myself on this as I'm going through this learning of not being busy or keeping an eye on, is my busy really a distraction? And then working smart as opposed to just continuing to work hard. And when there's a sprinkle of smart in there, no, let me start smart from the beginning. Smart sometimes take more time at the beginning, but I'm telling you, if you do it right, that thing will be everything that it needs to be when, you know, in the end. You take the time to build it to where it's going to work for you, and then you can get yourself out of that hamster wheel of just busy and busy being a distraction for you. I hope there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit. I hope that you could take some of the information that I shared with you and make some adjustments in your life so that your life is better for you, right? Better for you first, pleasing for God, so that we can really, I think, just inhabit the praises that God, the things that God wants us to have while we're here on earth. So I'm praying for you. I'm asking God for your blessings, and I'm hoping that you're deciding to be great today on purpose. I will see you guys in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.